The Mill on the Floss by George Eliot. A wide plain where the broadening floss hurries on between its green banks to the sea and the loving tide rushing to meet it, checks its passage with an impetuous embrace. On this mighty tide, the black ships, laden with the fresh-scented fir planks, with rounded sacks of oil-bearing seed, or with the dark glitter of coal, are borne along to the town of St. Ogg's, which shows its aged, fluted red roofs and the broad gables of its wharves between the low wooded hill and the river brink, tinging the water with a soft purple hue under the transient glance of this February sun. Just by the red-roofed town, the tributary Ripple flows with a lively current into the Floss. How lovely the little river is, with its dark, changing wavelets! It seems to me like a living companion, while I wander along its bank and listen to its low, placid voice, as to the voice of one who is deaf and loving. I remember those late dipping willows. I remember the stone bridge. And this is Dalkett Mill. I must stand a minute or two here on the bridge and look at it, though the clouds are threatening and it is far on in the afternoon. The rush of the water and the booming of the mill bring a dreamy deafness which seems to heighten the peacefulness of the scene.